Joining us today on Comedy with a Twist is someone I have a lot in common with. Just like me, Saya Jones Pierce is involved on the world of comedy and radio. Saya is here to shed some light on her journey as a comedian and radio personality. Welcome to Comedy with a Twist. Saya, how are you?
Sebastian, we are too young to complain, huh? Thank you. And thank you so much for having me here. I really appreciate this.
Please tell us more about yourself.
So I'm a journalist. And, you know, I've always had a love for radio. So this has been the main field that I've worked in for the last, I guess, 10 years. I grew up in Cape Town. I was actually born around the corner from Red Cross in Sabron Park. Grew up in Cape Town, lived in the Eastern Cape for a little bit, came back and started working in radio again. And that's what I've been doing ever since. And for me, from the journalism side, environmental journalism and social justice, those are my favorite kinds of types of journalism.
I've mentioned that you work in the world of radio. Please tell us more about the journey.
Radio really is a world of itself, like you say, and I guess, you know, the journey started when I was quite young. I mean, probably your age. And I used to sit with my gran and my mom. She was a single parent. And we used to listen to radio. You know, that's how we got our entertainment. And that's how we got our news. And when my gran was too old to maybe go out to church or something, she would listen to the wireless in her day. She'd listen to the broadcast. So there was always this, like, family historical connection between radio and I. And in terms of how the career started, really it was by chance. It was asking the right people, begging the right people, pestering them long enough until they gave me a job.
What has been one of your highlights in terms of your career in radio?
Oof, that's a good question. Honestly, the best highlight for me, something you realize, is that radio is so different from every other medium. You know, you've got online, you've got Instagram, you've got Twitter, you've got TikTok, these things where you can access them quickly and they're kind of there forever, but you're not enjoying it and experiencing it at the same time as everyone else, as your community. And what you see online or what you see on TV isn't necessarily a reflection of our community, of what's happening here in Rondebosch, what's happening in Sabron Park, what's happening in Cape Town, in the Western Cape. So it gives you this sense of really localized community, and knowing that you're a part of that is, yeah, it's phenomenal.
What has been one of the best life lessons radio has taught you?
When you work in the news, I mean, I think when you're a young person and you're growing up and you realize the world is tough. There's a struggle. Things are difficult. And there are lots of issues. There are lots of things that need to be done, changes that need to be made. And sometimes what comes out in the news, it's kind of ridiculous and it's kind of silly. And sometimes to cope with it, that's where my interest in comedy really came from, was, you know, I was trying to cope with seeing all of these negative things, perhaps making sense of it, and just realizing, you know what, it's actually pretty silly. Some of these things, some of the stuff that we hear from government and the ridiculous stories, you have to laugh at life sometimes, you know?
Please tell us more about your participation in Laughter on Lockdown.
Laughter on Lockdown. Well, that I've been a fan of them on Instagram for, I mean, the past couple of months since they kind of began during lockdown. It's a really great way because it's live as well, and you can go and watch it after the time. It's similar to the idea of radio where you're experiencing it all at the same time. And because I've been doing comedy on stage just every now and then, but a stand-up comedy, just telling my life experiences and the silly things I experience at work and in the news field of the department, I found out about this, and Super Mario, he invited me to Laughter on Lockdown. We had a fantastic time, It was my first time there, and it was really, really great just to engage with that kind of audience and be able to tell my story. You know, that's all you're doing.
I'm sure telling jokes to people is terrifying. How do you calm yourself down?
It is terrifying. Even honestly, for me, just talking to other people can be anxiety ridden, you know. Never mind interviewing people, you know, there's the stress of that. So what I do, I mean, there's this trick I learned a while ago. It's called the, you know, it's the 10-minute trick that really just helps me every single time. Where before you have to do something like interview someone or tell a joke, stand up on stage, deliver a speech, deliver an oral or something, you think about the 10 minutes before you're going to do that. Think about exactly what you're going to be doing in those 10 minutes. Like, yes, I'll be going over my notes. I'll be maybe nervously tapping my foot or something. This is what I'll do. And then think of the 10 minutes directly after you're finished, whatever you're going to do. Focus on that, and nothing else matters, really.
Do you have any words of encouragement for aspiring comedians or radio presenters?
Well, my words of encouragement for someone who wants to be a comedian or a radio presenter is that neither of them you need a degree for, so don't worry about that. It is obviously useful to study further, though. But you know what? Whether you're standing on stage and telling people funny stories about your life or jokes that you've come up with, or you're reading the news and you're on air and you're talking to maybe a couple dozen, couple hundred people, just remember that you're talking to one person directly. You're speaking to them. They want to hear what you have to say. They want to know. They want to know about your life. They want to know about what's happening in the news. They're there for you. They're there to support you. So do your job, you know, show them some respect and honestly do the best that you can for the people that are waiting to listen to you.
And is there anything else you would like to add?
Well, two things I want to add. Number one, you know, the next time, Sebastian, you're sitting in bed or you're sitting in the comfort of some chair somewhere, I know it sounds silly, but try and laugh. Force yourself to laugh for 10 seconds. You know, get other people involved, sit around and see what happens, and just feel that incredible feeling that you're getting from that comedy, from that humor. You start automatically laughing at yourself, just for that silly moment. And that thing, that laughter, that humor, that good feeling that it kind of gives us, that's what comedy's about. You know, it makes us think about some of the harsh realities of life and what we need to do to maybe fix them. But it also makes us go, you know what? Life is just silly and funny if you think about it. And that, yeah, that's the most important aspect of comedy for me, honestly, and for news as well. And then, you know, secondly, I really want to thank you, Sebastian, your producers, Wayne and Azande, you know, we know what you do in radio. There's a lot of hard work behind it, but it's so worth it at the end of the day. So I need to encourage you guys to keep pushing on, and hopefully, we'll get to work together one day. Thank you so much for having me.